if you didn't have enough room in the barn to put hay in it, is this to fall? You might keep it outside.
Yes, you stack it. You have stacked it right out of the field with a gin pole with a center pole down in the ground.
Uh-huh.
So you can stand and you can trap that meal and you make it round.
Uh-huh.
Some of them ain't long, you make it round, you tamp it, you tamp it.
Yeah.
And did you know that you can keep that right on in under snow and all? And of course, the finer that hay, the worse it leaves. I mean, if you want to just take old corn stalks and everything, water will get on down in there anyway.
Yeah.
But this has got a self-shedding type. It's round.
Yeah.
And you still leave a hollow 3-foot point to stand here and you tramp. They call it tramp it.
Yeah.
You would tramp it, the one that was pitching it over the wagon, over the hay wagon, which had big old looms out, spreaders out over the wheels so it hold more.
Yeah.
And he'd pitch it over on it. I've traded that many a time and built it over round and round and make it round, certain size.
And you call it a stack?
A stack. Stack of hay. It's stacked outside.
What about, do you ever have anything having four poles and then a sliding roof to keep the hay? Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, you can. The natives use that. I've been in Hawaii and Islands, and some of them live in that type where they don't have the weather elements, no problem.
But you don't use it around here?
No, we hardly ever. Now, we made one or two.
What'd you call it?
It's a hay shed.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could put certain things. You can put potatoes in there and cover them up and get it all winter, you might say. If you want.
Yeah. What about the you'd cut and have it in just in the field? How much, what would you call that?
Well, you first cut it. And you must let it dry at least 24 hours. Not to 2 days. Then you take a hay rake, which is an automatic thing that is pulled and used for horses. And it rakes just long rods that are bold.
Yeah.
And it'll rake it up, and then you can take your foot. Let the horses keep traveling, you dump it, and you windrow it all in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And you're coming along by hand. In the old days, we had to bunch that by hand and stack it. Said we're going to
have. What do you call a bunch?
A bunch is where you put more than one fork lift full and you carry over there and get you a big lift, just as much as you could walk under and see your way through these and go. And you load it on a hay wagon.
Yeah.
And you loaded on this hay wagon, which had the flowers out here, you know, brackets to keep it from falling over the wheels.
Yeah.
And that's when you stack your hay.
Yeah.
Your hay stacker is the man that tromps it. And when he gets done, he ties a figure eight knot in some of this grass, long grass.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them used wire, whether the rest is not, so that it wouldn't blow away to stick it over. Getting over the top and you're coming in, you see it's all bound together.
Mm-hmm.
You just go all the way around that just with a stack of this hay. Yet you couldn't move the wagon. Now it made it a little slow and then you tromp it. Just
mm-hmm.
keep tromping fast you could. And then you got up you feathered it in, you see, what's called feathering it in or taping it in, and you, before you tied this tied your stack against the weather, well, some water will come down the pole.
Yeah.
Some of them would put tie-toe sacks around the hole. Some would try and galvanize, and the metal came in.
What's
they cut them a hole for the